There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Did you hear about Henry Kissinger speaking before I believe it was a Senate committee meeting? John McCain was there. Yeah, it had to be if John McCain was there. And John McCain was handling the meeting when some Code Pink ladies were there and Code Pink men were there. And they started saying war crimes and killer, and he needs to be put behind bars, speaking of Henry Kissinger. And John McCain said, "Be quiet or I will have you arrested, you low-life scumbag. Get out of here, you low-life scumbag." And then he went on a tirade about how poor... Oh, this was on CNN. A tirade about how poor Henry Kissinger was mistreated in that meeting. And he had a bad shoulder. No, I think the people that were mistreated were all the people that are victims of the war crimes of the United States. The millions of people guilty of war crimes. The millions of people guilty of creating the deaths of the people around the world. Millions of those people. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about all the people complicit. I'm sure it's into the millions now. Since the 1950s, 1940s. War crimes, ladies and gentlemen. Or just violating human rights, your constitutional rights. How dare they? Millions of people have been killed in wars that didn't need to be fought except for money and power. And so they had the nerve to justify and to protect Henry Kissinger, the father of all of this, or at least the visible father of all of this, and George Bush Sr., and Obama, guilty of killing millions of people. But that doesn't count. We've got to protect Henry Kissinger because he has a bad shoulder. And then we call those people low-life scumbags that brought handcuffs and wanted to have Kissinger handcuffed. He said, and you are attacking Henry Kissinger, physically attacking him. No, they didn't. They didn't physically attack Henry Kissinger in that room, in that hearing. When are we going to call a war crime a war crime? New White House petition calls for higher health insurance rates for families who do not vaccinate their children. They want to publicly shame and even kill parents and wish death on the children of those who choose not to vaccinate. The irrational media-driven fear has been cranked up to 11. Threats to jail, sue, publicly shame, all those things. If you don't vaccinate your children. Measles witch hunt is out now. Oh my gosh, they are using measles to be the be-all end-all of your freedom for vaccines. The anti-vax parents burned at the propaganda stake. Stories about measles outbreaks in New York, California, Texas. You know, they said there were a total of 100 children affected that have now had measles in like 14 states. Okay, so we divide that out, and that might be how many per state? 15 per state, whatever, 16 per state? And look how many vaccine problems there are, and autism problems, and cancer problems. But we don't want to take care of those because they make so much money from the pharmaceutical companies. The FDA has now approved a new HPV vaccine, like Gardasil. But guess what? This one contains twice as much aluminum. And added fructose is the principal driver of type 2 diabetes. You have type 2 diabetes? Cut out the fructose. What do you think you get in your ketchup? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Moriartys. You don't want to miss it. Let's find out what's going on in Libya and around Libya. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us this 2 February 2015. I want to thank Mary Ellen for sending the email regarding what happened at last night's half-game show with Katy Perry. Said that it was full of satanic information. I don't know. I didn't see it, but looks like the harlot on the beast, riding the beast. Just thought that was kind of interesting. You might want to we'll include that in the email blast. If you had thoughts about that, maybe we'll talk about that sometime this week. Right now, we're going to be talking to the Moriartys, Joanne and Jimmy Moriarty. We've missed talking to them for a while. They were doing business in Libya starting in January of 2007. They had a unique enzyme that rejuvenates oil wells and cleaned up sludge pits. They were there, and anyway, they are helping us to understand what happened in Libya, because they were building a production facility in February of 2011 when the Libyan revolution began. They were actually caught by Al-Qaeda, and that's another whole story. But we want to find out what is happening since then. Of course, Benghazi, they were on top of that story, totally telling us what happened, and yet many people wanted to find some reason why not to believe the Moriartys. It was just too good to be true, having somebody tell the truth. Well, they are telling the truth, and so glad to have them join us today. Thank you so much, Joanne and Jimmy, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Good morning, Joyce. We're proud to be with you. Thank you.
Good morning, Joyce. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I do not know how you guys are hanging on with all the attacks that you have received, because you are telling the truth. I mean, you've been out there. You've been talking to WorldNet Daily. How is the support for you now compared to what it was before? Are people now understanding you were telling the truth all along?
Well, I don't know if they know that we're the ones telling the truth, but, you know, we first said that U.S. was supporting al-Qaeda in February of 2011, and all of our truths are so outlandish and so unbelievable, you know, that for years we were guffawed as people that were half a bubble off at least, or we'd been smoking dope or something. And the thing that's happened is in these 4 years that we've been trying to get the truth out there, everything we've ever said is now being proven. In fact, Dr. Corsi wrote a new article. You just mentioned WorldNet Daily, where the
Citizens Committee on Benghazi has broken a big story. Dr. Corsi's article just came out. It's called Admirals, Generals, Pentagon Tapes, Indict Hillary. They also indict Obama. What happened was, in the beginning of the war, everything that you heard or that was put out in the news was a lie. And even the Pentagon did not believe what Obama and Hillary were saying about Libya, because they knew that Gaddafi was a big supporter in the war against terror. So there was a meeting that was held. This has all come out now in tapes, and in people are testifying to this, in tapes that Gaddafi sat with the CIA and the Western countries.
This was in March.
It was in March of 2011, and they were asking him to step down. They were asking him to leave, and he offered anything they wanted. He said, "I will step down." His whole family was there. We know this because we have friends who had family that were there at this meeting. He said, "I will step down. I will leave in exile. You can have the oil. You can have whatever you want. My request is that you stop bombing my people, you stop bombing my country, and please don't leave Libya in the hands of al-Qaeda, because the Libyan peoples are not radicals and they will be tortured and suffer terribly." Gaddafi was, and his family were told in no uncertain terms to their face that he was going to die, he will be killed, and there was nothing he could do about it, and his country will be bombed into oblivion because that's what they wanted and that's what they can do.
Wow.
Now, this is true. This is an absolute truth that happened. Obama and Hillary Clinton were behind this.
They were directing it.
They were directing it. So for anybody who thinks that this country was attacking innocent people, and this is why they went in there, and they went way beyond what the UN allowed them to do, blowing up everywhere in Libya, killing people, bringing in mercenaries, on and on and on. These are war crimes that are unmatched in as far as I know, right now, for 100 years.
According to U.S. pilots, the no-fly zone, which was all that was ever authorized by UN and NATO, the no-fly zone was established in the second day of their activities. They said Gaddafi nor anybody in Libya could get a mosquito in the air. Yet, after that, the United States, France, England, NATO, UN has killed over 500,000 Libyan citizens under the auspices of protecting the innocent. Now, the no-fly zone did not ever authorize them to go destroy that country. And incidentally, for your people to understand, there has been more than $1 trillion of damage. All the infrastructure of that country has been destroyed. It's ruined. And this is all, you know, under the auspices of setting up democracy, et cetera. Well, let's look at the U.S. record on that. Let's go back to Iraq. They were going to blow up Iraq, put in democracy. It's been a shamble for 10 years. They go to Libya, and they blow the country up, and then they have the first election. And the people of Libya went to the polls and voted out al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood. And the U.S. refuses to accept that vote, and they continue to support their puppets, their pawns, Muslim Brotherhood, al-Qaeda, in Libya. And so now the U.S. is trying to declare there's two governments there, one in Tripoli and one in exile in Tobruk, because the elected government was not allowed to be seated because al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, were blowing up their homes, their families, and they had to leave Tripoli and go set up their Congress on the far east side of Libya. Now let's look at the next one in line, was Syria. And they had this big fight started, you know, and the U.S. started that with their puppets, their Al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood. The people have a vote, and they voted something like 78 or 82% to keep Assad in as their leader. That wasn't any good. That isn't what the U.S. wanted. So we are continuing to attack that country. Another country we've invaded. Now let's go to the next one, Ukraine. We're going to set up a democracy in Ukraine. The people have a vote, and they have a 92% vote to keep the government they had. No, that's not good enough. The Nazi government the United States put in there and is still supporting and blowing up and bombing everything. So, you know, when the people, you had a real interesting opening, Joyce, because you're right on target again. You know, the United States is not a white hat in any of these activities. The United States is the aggressor. The United States is going in and blowing up these countries. And when the people vote and they have a democratic vote, they don't vote in the puppets that the U.S. wants. That's not good enough. We go in and bomb them to oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible, terrible set of war crimes that's been going on forever.
Who's one of the lead people in all of this mess? John McCain.
Yes.
John McCain has befriended Al-Qaeda. He's befriended the head of ISIS. He was in Libya a number of times, greeting Belhaj, who is a known Al-Qaeda leader. And he acts like these are his best friends and his buddies.
He said that.
Yeah. I mean,
these are his heroes.
This is traitorous acts. These are traitorous acts. But for Libya, the point about Libya is they continue to destabilize it because, as Jimmy said, they had an election in February of last year. The old GNC, the puppet GNC full of Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, never supported by any of the Libyan people, couldn't agree amongst themselves to ever even do a constitution. So they had to dissolve themselves, and they had to have a vote. And in June, they had a vote. Even at gunpoint, the Libyans still voted out all the radicals. Of course, that was not acceptable, like he said. And the GNC, now being held up by groups like Libya Dawn from Misrata, which are all Muslim Brotherhood, Ansar al-Sharia, Al-Qaeda, they hold up this gang, if you will, in Tripoli. Well, Obama has approached this GNC because the duly elected Libyan government in Tobruk, which is recognized by the world as the real government in Libya, has required the world to say, hey, get rid of all these radicals. Well, Obama, under the table, has stepped up and said, if you radicals, you GNC, who I support through my ambassador, Deborah Jones, and through everybody, if you will please go take over the oil fields, then the U.S. will recognize you as the legitimate government. Forget the elected government. We don't care about that. So they continue to have their CIA in there. The U.S. continues to arm and train and fund the radicals in Libya, along with Qatar and Turkey. Meanwhile, the U.N. has an embargo against arming anybody in Libya.
The legitimate government, Libya, is precluded from receiving any arms or weapons to defend themselves, yet Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, Ansar al-Sharia receive weapons nonstop, more mercenaries nonstop.
They fly them in under the not-so-watchful eye of the U.N. or the U.S. Just last week, they flew in a bunch of more plane loads of mercenaries and weapons. But the legitimate Libyan army who is fighting these groups, not allowed to have any aid, not allowed to have any help, not allowed to have anything.
And it is so one-sided, but nobody knows about it because they've got people like John McCain who they call honorable, and they have venerated this man for years and years and years as being such a war hero that people accept anything he says without even challenging it.
He's a man-free candidate.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how the man can do what he does. But let's go back to Libya and Gaddafi, because I think we need to make mention of the gold-backed dinar that was going to take place there. And also, tell about what incredible treatment he gave to his people. But we were lied about that also.
Well, the Libyan people had a great life. The country had no debt. In fact, they had reserves, cash reserves in the Federal Reserve System, $241 billion, 150 billion euros in the Euroclear system. They had 179 tons of gold, 2,000 tons of silver, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of that disappeared the first week of the uprising that was what was caused by the United States. All the money and assets of Libya have been raped and disappeared. So that was a real fun thing for the Zionists or the oligarchs or the Federal Reserve owners, because they self-financed the blow-up of Libya with Libya's money.
The blow-up of Libya with Libya's money. I wonder how many countries we could say that happens in today, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. The Moriartys are here today. We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. You know, I said I was going to tell you that we're going to have a special going on. Oh, yeah. It is the famous almost 20% off special. I didn't want to say anything until everybody got there at 8 a.m. Central. But it's almost everything, not everything, because some of the items don't have 20% profit in them. So if you would like to order from the Power Mall, we are doing this because we really need to raise some cash. We need to raise money. We need to support the Power Hour and keep the Power Hour on the air. So please, if you would purchase from the Power Hour, you have all week to do it. So don't think you have to call just today. You have all week to do it, to call us at 877-817-9829. Or if you have 3 minutes, call at 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049, and please support the Power Mall. We're talking to Jimmy and Joanne Moriarty, and the subject is what's going on around the world with the United States intervening and creating all the problems. That's pretty much the bottom line of it. Now, we were talking about, or I mentioned about the moving back to the gold dinar. I think it's important to realize that people really liked Gaddafi, and that was just the exact opposite of what we were told, Jimmy.
That's correct. You know, the people of Libya had a great life. The per capita income for Libya was $15,800 up through February of 2011. That was the highest in Africa, higher than India, higher than China. When you got married in Libya, the government gifted you $46,000.
Wow.
Every child, when they were born, the government gifted you $5,000. Your home, which was at least 2,000 square feet, new, cost you 10% of your salary for 20 years, and then it was yours. All your utilities were paid, including electricity, gas, sewer, etc. Hospitalization paid, and if you could not get the hospitalization in Libya...
Okay, but wait a minute. How were they able to do this?
Libya has a lot of oil. They were selling oil. The government of Libya only used about 49% of their oil income to run the government. The rest of it, they participated out all their citizens. There were only 6.5 million Libyans in the whole country. Very big oil-rich country. And at one time, Libya had produced 3.7 million barrels of oil, and for 38 years, they were embargoed because Gaddafi took the oil companies back for the people of Libya, because all the oil companies had been screwing, if you would, the contracts and taking more oil out than they were paying for, et cetera.
Let me say something, Joyce. Before the 1969 Al-Fatah Revolution, which was Gaddafi's revolution, Libya was probably the poorest, least developed country in Africa. It had been occupied all of its 8,000-some years by other countries. The Libyan people never even owned any of their own land. They were mostly slaves for the Italians who were occupying their country during that time and growing olives and having their mansions or whatever they had over there. When the Al-Fatah Revolution took hold, it was a bloodless coup because the old despot king just ran off. He was never even a king. He was just put in there by England to manage the oil for them. So he ran off. The average salary of a Libyan person at that time was 60 dinar a year. Gaddafi, when they appointed him to be in charge, the group of 11 that took back that country, he gave the Libyan people back their land. He said, this is your land. Any Libyan who's working on the land, it is your land. First time in the history of Libya, the Libyan people got to own their own land. And from that point, from 1969 to 2011, Libya became the most developed, best country in Africa. Like Jimmy was telling you, the best living conditions for anybody. There was no reason to have a revolution, and there was no revolution. It was a false flag.
See, how can this all take place? And we are living in the lie here that Gaddafi hates his people and he kills his people. And just like Assad, just like Saddam Hussein, all these people turned out to be fairly good people, but we wanted them dead because we wanted what they had, their resources.
Because the Rothschild group, the oligarchs, the One World Order, the Bilderbergs, whatever you want to call them, it's the same group, 85 at the top, 300 below that. They own all the media, Joyce, except few locations like you. So whatever lie they want to sell, They just put it out. It's an agenda-driven deal for them, and they lie, and they lie, and they lie, and all this is sold by all the media. So if John Q. Public, that's interested in their pizza and beer, all they hear is Gaddafi was a dictator, Gaddafi's killing his own people, all that, Gaddafi's a real sorry SOB, you know. And they believe that. And really, we believed that when we went in there. We were pretty sure he was at least a half a bubble off. And we found out after we got there that the people there had liberties that nobody else had.
That's right.
It was a safe place. We had four bodyguards that we took in there with us on our first trip. After 2 days, I sent them home.
We got to go to a break. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not hearing this anywhere else. Not hearing it anywhere else. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Minutes after the hour. Thank you for joining us. Jeff Rentz will be joining us in the next hour to get his take on ISIS, a number of other things. Thank you for supporting the Power Mall. And remember, we have 20% off on almost everything from February 2nd to the 6th. There are a few items that are not included. Essential Desk Reference and Pocket Reference Guide. Any of the Young Living products are not included. Stetzer products. Just a few items that are not included. But we encourage you to please call us and order from the Power Mall. And if you have free minutes, then use your free minutes at 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. Lots and lots of things on special. Get your garden seeds, remember. It is that time to start getting ready. And we're going to have Ron Kleinfelter on the program. I talked to him the other day to talk about getting your garden going. We're talking to the Moriartys, and the Moriartys have a story unlike anyone else. Now, we have their DVD at the Power Mall. It's $15. Now, we pay $15 for that DVD, so we don't get any profit from it. So there is no sale on that DVD, but I want to encourage you to get the DVD, play it for your church, a potluck, whatever. You're going to shock people when they tell the story of what's really going on in Libya, and it supports them. And we want to support them in any way we can to keep them going, because they have a story that needs to be heard. So give us a call at the Power Mall for their DVD. It's $15. I think it's 3 hours, isn't it, Joanne?
Yes. Yes, it is, Joyce.
And it is well worth the $15. You support them, and you support the message. So please, please get the DVD at the Power Mall, 573-378-6049. All right, I think you were continuing on. I don't know, Jimmy or Joanne, if you want to continue at this point.
Yeah, I want to draw a line about why was Libya attacked? Why was it blown up? And, you know, you have to look at the Rothschilds. Their agenda is always to make their fiat money, their paper, their toilet paper, powerful enough that they buy whatever they want to. And they own all the central banks, and they're successful in selling their toilet paper to us. We give them our goods and services, and they give us their nasty toilet paper. Well, in Libya, Gaddafi had started the gold-backed currency for Africa because he did not like the oligarchs. He didn't like the Federal Reserve. He didn't like their banking shenanigans. So he had started a gold-backed currency for Africa. All the African countries, or half the African countries, had signed up as member. All the Arab states and countries had signed up as members, and a gold-backed currency with the natural resources of Africa would have destroyed, listen to me, would have destroyed the fiat currency bankers. So the Rothschilds would have been out of business, Federal Reserve, everybody. And so they had to blow up Libya, kill Gaddafi to shut that up and stop that forever. The next thing is the United States thinks that they have to have military control of the world, so they organized AFRICOM, and they want to keep China from the natural resources of Africa because they know one day the United States is going to have a war with China. And so in AFRICOM, every country in Africa has to be beholden to the military of the United States. Libya said not only no, but hell no, so did South Africa, six other countries. So they knock off the most powerful country, Libya, and immediately all the rest of them fall. So now then the United States AFRICOM is 100% effective. And these kinds of shenanigans the United States does. And everybody thinks the United States got a white hat. No, they kill, murder, maim whoever they want to. Now the number's up to 600,000 Libyans killed, 1.2 million Syrians, I don't know how many in Ukraine. That's just in the last few years.
There's 2 million Libyans still in exile. There's a million homeless inside the country.
And, you know, the people in these countries would not ever decide to throw up their country. So the United States has to go out and scratch up the worst, most vile, psychopathic murderers that they can. And in Libya, the guy that the United States is backing,
The man that's the head of the GNC, that's the General National Council, which was the old puppet government that was
dissolved by the U.S.
Yeah, dissolved over a year ago, still holding, acting like they're holding a position government. They aren't. They're just being held there by militias and gangs. The head of that is, his name is Omar al-Hassi. Omar al-Hassi is a big friend with Belhaj and all these terrorists. What al-Hassi is famous for is he and Belhaj and a couple others started what is called the Islamic Resistance Movement. In Arabic, HMS is what it stands for, is Hamas. He started this. He is trying to control Libya. The Libyan people hate him, but Obama stands behind him. So here,
and the ambassador from the United States, Deborah Jones, there's photos of her holding hands with the guy.
Wow.
And she's over in Malta. She's holding court in Malta, and she's promising all the businessmen that any contracts they sign with the phony government Tripoli will be forced to be honored by the United States. So they are continuing, despite the will of the people of Libya, despite the fighting in the streets. The Libyans are throwing rocks, and the other guys have got guns.
If Obama and Clinton and now Kerry would stay out of Libya, just stay out of it, Libya would have been taken back and have full security and be an operating in good faith country with the legitimate Libyan people running their own country years ago. But under the guise of
protecting
the innocents, and we're going to help these gangs here and these gangs there, because we don't know who they are. They could be the government. This is all smoke and mirrors, Joyce. It's all smoke and mirrors. These are bad guys. These are mercenaries. The majority, now 90% of all these gangs in Libya, are foreigners. They're all mercenaries.
Being paid by the United States with Libyan money.
CIA is full-time in there still. You know that ISIS, the Carinthia Hotel, where actually we were staying right when we were captured with Al-Qaeda, was attacked last week. They said by ISIS claimed credit for that attack. There were 9 people killed. One of those persons was a man named, his last name was Barry. He was a U.S. citizen. They said a security advisor to the GNC, to the gangs that run Tripoli. He was CIA. He was killed. Why is he in Tripoli? Why is the U.S. over there with their CIA camps training ISIS in Libya to this day? Mm. Why are they doing that? Yeah. Why is that being allowed?
And the government, it's not just Obama and Clinton, it's the whole damn government in Washington, D.C., keeps authorizing more funding, $8, $9, $10 billion, to support Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, Ansar al-Sharia. They just had in Washington, D.C., they had a state dinner. All the leaders of Muslim Brotherhood were invited into the White House, and on their last press conference, they said that they're planning a permanent jihad in order to set up the Muslim, the radical Muslims in control of the world. That was done while they were in Washington, D.C., with Obama standing there grinning like an idiot. Now, this should tell everybody in the United States, this isn't something they can think about next week, and all this can't be true. It's true. It's happening right now. Our country has been hijacked.
These are treasonous acts. These are openly treasonous acts.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And it's like all news is created news now. All news is created news because we are being fed a story beyond belief that we have bought into only because that's what we hear all the time. And now you're hearing something different. And I do hope you'll go to their website and support Jimmy and Joanne at LibyanWarTheTruth.com. LibyanWarTheTruth.com. Please support them and help them to get the story to the people, because this is what we're all about, is educating people to let them know that our government has fed us a lie. Now, let me ask you, what do you think, Joanne, what do you think the people think of ISIS over there? Do they think ISIS is real? Do they think it's a threat? Do they think it's U.S., a.k.a., U.N.? What do they think that Libya, what do they think that ISIS is?
The Libyans know that ISIS is the CIA. They know that it's John McCain started it in Arizona, ISIS. It's a group to continue the destabilization of all Arab countries, of all oil-producing countries, of all Middle Eastern countries. They know that. The Libyan people and the Libyan tribes, which we still talk to every day, Joyce, we're their official spokespersons, and they're working still to take their country back. They have a tribal military council, but they know. They would tell you themselves, as Mufti has said to you on your show before, these are not Muslims. These are radical psychopaths, and they are rubbish people.
And not only that, but the reason they keep their faces covered and their hands covered is most of them are white guys. They're not even from that part of the world, and everybody knows this. In Syria, they know that. In Iraq, they know that.
Even
in Iran,
Kuwait,
they know it. In Kuwait, they know it. Everybody
knows.
ISIS is the new lead mad dog for the United States CIA. They all know it. So this is a joke. We, the people of the United States, are providing aid, comfort, money, weapons, training, and everything for these radical Islamists who have promised to overthrow us, to kill us, to chop our heads off.
They are the army of the One World Order people. And they do it with the under the guise of, oh, you're being attacked by radical Islamists, because their whole part of their work is to divide and conquer. If they divide all the Muslims fighting amongst themselves, and they divide Christians from the Muslims and Jews from the Muslims, and everybody is fighting amongst each other, they're winning. Mm-hmm. They're absolutely winning.
Now, in Libya, this is just a little segue. We were sure that that was full of radical Islamists. We didn't find that. We found just the opposite. It was a secular country, and the Libyan government protected any religion that was based on a book. Catholic Church there opened doors. The rectories were open. The Jews had facilities there. Any religion based on a book, the government protected. That's not what we heard, but that was the truth.
That was before 2011.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing now, Libya is full of radical Islamists. They run the country by having armed gangs in the street. If you stick your head out of your door, it's going to be shot off. If your door is open, they're going to come in and rape your wife and your daughter. Chop you up if you say anything against them. And I want to tell you something else, Joyce. I want to give you a big star because you're the only major media that has ever interviewed anybody in Benghazi that really knew the truth. And you had Ahmed on your show. They finally figured out who he was. His whole family was attacked. His brother was just killed a couple of weeks ago.
His uncle was killed.
And so now they've had to abandon their home and all their facilities and everything in Benghazi. Nobody from this country has ever interviewed anybody in Libya that was not a U.S. government employee. How in the hell are they going to get the truth?
Well, the goal is not to get the truth, thank you for that. But I mean, I was so thrilled to have him join us on the program to tell the truth about Benghazi. And if you would just take, we've got about 4 minutes before we go to the break. Tell the listeners, those new listeners to the program, what happened in Benghazi as opposed to what they are being told the agenda is from Benghazi.
Well, what happened in Benghazi was a planned attack. The area was cordoned off. These were people that were, as our friend told us and told you, they were people from outside the country, most of them. They were from Egypt, Afghanistan. They had a lot of different accents. They came bearing AK-47s, RPGs, all kinds. He said nobody comes to a protest bringing AK-47s and RPGs. He said it was a planned attack, and he said, at the beginning, there were two big cars that left out the back gate of that CIA safe house.
Within a minute or so.
Within a minute. And he said they were full of white faces. He said, we assumed everybody was taken out of that compound from what he could see across the street. He said he asked them if they were there to kill me. He said, are you here to kill me? He said, no, we're here to kill Americans, not Libyans. So he
saw the whole thing, and they can go back to your archives and hear the timeline he gave, what happened. The two things that were really unusual is that place was guarded by one of the radical Islamist groups. The U.S. was paying them to protect the place.
Ansar al-Sharia was guarded.
That day, they had two or three young men weren't even trained as the sole protection for that place, and there the U.S. ambassador was in place there. So that's unusual. He said the only two times that place was not covered with guards was when on the day of their election.
The day of their anniversary of their revolution.
And that day. So all the protection was removed. And that night there was a meeting between the ambassador from Turkey and Chris Stevens, where Chris Stevens was trying to get the 20,000 shoulder-to-air rockets returned, or the U.S. was going to buy them back. They delivered them to these radicals in March, April of 2011, after the no-fly zone had been established. Why do they need surface-to-air rockets, 20,000 of them? And now they need them back. They want them back. He's willing to buy them back. And the Turkish ambassador said, we're not going to use our influence to get them back. They're where they need to be. And he left, and as soon as his military plane sat down in Turkey, that's when the fighting started. We think it was a setup to kill Chris Stevens because he knew too much. They had removed his protection. Obama had personally stopped any intervention by the military of the United States to save his life and stop the fighting.
There's two theories. One, that Chris Stevens was going to be kidnapped and held for ransom for the blind to release the blind sheikh, which is something Obama wants to happen. He wants the blind sheikh released. So Morsi was involved. Obama's good friend Morsi in Egypt, Muslim Brotherhood, they were involved in this attack.
And we have documents to prove it. We've delivered them to the. They've been read in the congressional record.
Yeah, Dr. Corsi did a big report on that document. But the thing that you have to know is that Chris Stevens goes way back. He was ex-CIA. He was a gunrunner for all the rebels into Tripoli. He was then a gunrunner for all the rebels and mercenaries into Syria. So, you know, dead men tell no tales. And look at what follows the Clintons around. How many deaths are there around the Clintons? So you have to consider it was either an assassination or it was a failed kidnapping. The man across the street that, you know, Ahmed, he said, you know, in his opinion, it wouldn't make any sense to leave the ambassador there by himself. He said, why would they do that? He said, it has to mean something else. It has to mean they either wanted him dead or something else.
Well, let me just add that I knew that when they provided and allowed a picture to be aired in the United States over and over again of a U.S. What was his position? He was the ambassador.
The
U.S. ambassador to be drugged through the streets and killed and dead. And when they allowed that picture to be shown over and over again, I knew then there was a message to other ambassadors, because otherwise they wouldn't have allowed that kind of disrespect to have taken place.
Oh, there was knowledge by everybody, and there is to this day a complete cover up by the White House.
Now, here's the worst part. We knew that was going to happen. We didn't know Ambassador Stevens was going to be there, but we knew the Benghazi and the U.S. embassy and the real embassy in Tripoli were going to be attacked. We knew it 6 or 7 weeks in advance. We were told by the Libyan tribes that their spies inside Egypt and inside the Muslim Brotherhood in Libya knew that these places were going to be attacked on 9/11. And we tried, Joanne's dialing fingers one digit shorter. Nobody would listen to us. Nobody wanted to know about it.
Wow. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing a story here that 99.9% of the people in this country don't know and would probably love to hear. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Moriartys. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
That's the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. I want to remind you, it's going to be almost 20% off sale on everything. Almost. But be patient, because we've got a lot of people that are unfortunately not able to be at the Power Mall today, and that's causing a little bit of a shortage of a problem. So, I mean, a little bit of a shortage of people there. But just be patient and call back. We're talking to Jimmy and Joanne Moriarty. They're absolutely heroes in this world of people that are so willing to follow in step and listen to anything and everything that they're told and believe it because, quote unquote, the government told them or CNN told them. Not true. Jimmy and Joanne, what do we need to know about what's happening in Libya, and what do we need to know about what is happening around the area of Libya that we might need to be aware of?
Well, Joyce, I want to reiterate that the man leading the mess in Libya right now is a man named Omar al-Hassi. He is standing in Libya in some form of leadership, not really, but only by force. He is not legal to be there. He is being supported by the U.S., and he and Abdelhakim Belhaj are terrorists. He was one of the founders of Hamas. And this, the United States people need to understand this, that Obama is supporting these people against the legitimate government in Libya.
But Muslim Brotherhood has been declared worldwide a terrorist organization, and they were greeted with open arms in the White House this last week. So the government in the United States, in Washington, D.C., is so blatant about all these criminal activities that they're involved in, and they think they can get away with everything because the people are complacent, and everybody in Washington, D.C. is bought and paid for.
There's no remedy because there's the Congress and the Senate won't do anything. There's no remedy. But in Libya, the people of Libya deserve to have their country back. In the world history, the United States, when they blow up a country, they go in and they rebuild that country. This is a country that offered NATO and the UN whatever they wanted if they would just stop blowing up the country, and it was refused. They went in and blew it up anyway, and they continue to destroy it to this day. The Libyan people need to have a voice. They have no voice. The voice has been given to these radical Islamists that are in there controlling the country with less than 1 or 2% of the people. This is a crazy scenario, and it's criminal, and it needs to stop.
The people here need to wake up. You know, Hillary Clinton said about Libya, she said, we came, we saw, he's dead, and then laughed about it. They have no regard for human life. The sanctity, the soul of a human being means nothing to them. And whatever number of people they kill is acceptable collateral damage. Well, there's 600,000 in Libya, 1.2 million in Syria, how many in the Ukraine, and on and on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And this blood is on the hands of the people of the United States because we vote these sorry people into office and allow them to get away with funding these radical Islamists. You know, we ought to draw and quarter everybody in Washington, D.C., because they're not doing anything for the people of the United States.
Oh,
they're
following
the agenda of the One World Order people, the Rothschild group. They're bought and paid for. It's a shameful bunch of people in Washington, D.C. And, you know, the people need to wake up.
Yes, they need to be put in prison for the rest of their natural lives for what they have done here. And there's so many that are complicit in this. So many.
But John McCain should be on trial for treason.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now. Right this minute. And, you know, when we speak about John McCain, anytime we give a speech, usually most people are right there with us. We had one Tea Party in Texas that wanted to have us removed from the room because we talked about John McCain.
He's a war hero.
Yeah, exactly.
And, but the people in the room stood up and said, you throw him out, the guy who was angry.
I want to throw one more thing in here, just while I'm throwing rocks. The John Birch Society asked us to speak, and we had six events for them all over Texas. They were the most successful, best-attended events they had ever had. They told us that. They were going to write three articles about us, and then there was going to be two, and now they're not going to do any articles, I guess, because they've been run off.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We've got a 1 minute, 10 second break, and then we'll be back with, no, I'll tell you what, the segment is over. I'm sorry, the segment is over. We're going to bring up Jeff Rantz in this next hour. Guys, thank you so much. LibyanWarTheTruth.com, LibyanWarTheTruth.com, and please get their DVD at the Power Mall. Thank you guys so much for joining us. You are heroes.
Thank you so much.
You're awesome.